Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Earlier this week, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced his Farm Systems Reform Act. Similar legislation was introduced in the House by Congressman Ro Khanoa, a Democrat from California. The lawmakers claim the legislation will create a level playing field for independent family farms. The Farm Service Reform Act, however, targets more than just big meat packers. It would place an immediate ban on new and expanding concentrated animal feeding operations and force the largest ones to close by 2040. To make that possible, the Farm System Reform Act would authorize $100 billion over 10 years for voluntary buyouts of concentrated animal feeding operations. Those funds would be used to partially or fully pay off outstanding debts on those operations or to cover transition costs to alternative agricultural activities, raising pasture-based livestock, growing specialty crops, or organic commodity production. Approximately 95% of cattle raised in the United States visit a feed yard. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is closely watching this erroneous legislation. Landowners wishing to electronically post their land in a new application for protection against hunting trespass can do so until today, July 15th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association and its allies were successful in getting legislation passed that allows landowners in North Dakota counties the option to post their land electronically. The new law, which includes the same penalties for those who trespass on electronically posted land as those who trespass on traditionally posted land, goes into effect August 1st. For a list of frequently asked questions, visit www.ndstockman.org. On Tuesday and yesterday, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's grassroots leaders met in Bismarck, Mandan for executive committee meetings, a brand board meeting, and board of directors meeting. They conducted a number of important business items. On the top of the board's mind was the ongoing drought in the state. While every producer's situation is different, the board affirmed top priorities, including an earlier release of Conservation Reserve Program acres for haying, flexibility from the Risk Management Agency for the utilization of failed crops, hours of service flexibility from the state, and the U.S. Department of Transportation for commercial haulers moving livestock, feed, and hay, and refinement to some livestock forage program eligibility language to better reflect beef operation scenarios. Also discussed in the meetings was planning for the 92nd Annual Convention and Trade Show, interim committees for the legislature, NDSA activity and committee report updates, and more. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association, North Dakota Beef Commission, and North Dakota Cattlewomen will be joining forces this year to salute servicemen and servicewomen and their families during the 16th Annual Beef Industry Military Appreciation Day, July 27th, at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. The event will include a free roast beef picnic for active duty military, reserve, and National Guard members and their families, along with children's activities and more. The event will be located near the Commercial 2 Exhibit Building on the State Fairgrounds. The meal will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until the food is gone. Event organizers are looking for volunteers to help serve food and drinks, clean tables, visit with military personnel, and let them know how much North Dakota beef producers appreciate their service. To volunteer, contact Steph Hilly at 701-223-2522. The July issue of the North Dakota Stockman hit mailboxes earlier this week, but there's still time to advertise in the August issue of the North Dakota Stockman. The North Dakota Stockman is an award-winning full-color magazine that features industry news, production, management, and health tips, along with advertisements. The advertising deadline is today, July 15th. For rates and more information, contact Elizabeth at 701-223-2522. For 92 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.